Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video, click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, that's a task chair, Mike. Oh, it's squeaking.
Mike, that sound...
Can you hear it? It's not as super loud, but, you know.
Yeah, but to be fair to the chair... You have
You know, I'm not accepting this with a nearly 40-pound weight loss. I am not accepting that. I am well on my way now, and I say that because later on in the program, I will describe the primary method of birthday celebration that I enjoyed yesterday. It did not involve alcohol of any kind whatsoever. So I will. I'm saying that, but I have a long way to go. But I will tell you that I've lost some lbs, and I'm pretty happy.
And you
about
know, Mike,
that,
I think in many ways it's sort of a.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because you've gone through iterations of your body for as long as I've known you.
You've never seen me lose a lot of weight.
Skinnier, Mike? Yeah, well, you lost a lot of weight when you were at the edge and you were on Weight Not, when the initial run on Weight Not.
Yep. That's true. I forget we've been together a long time.
Seen skinnier Mike, bigger Mike, medium Mike. If you ever played ice hockey for the original Nintendo, there were skinnies, mediums, and you had not the fatties, but you had like the largest, the sizes.
Right, I understand. So I understand. I'm just waiting for the hammer to drop.
Taking his time, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
When we would go through office chairs, Mike, out of anyone I've ever worked with, always had a problem with the chairs he would sit in. New, old, some that
never
were
had a
very
problem.
Expensive.
Never had a problem with the one down in Florida. Never had a problem with the one that I really spent good cash on.
It still has tags on it.
Never.
Right?
It still has tags on it. It's still flawless. It's absolutely
there's
a piece
of chair that I sit on every day that used to be your old chair that I think was thousands of dollars at one point.
There's one that the station bought me.
Yeah,
Do you remember, Rob? Remember when the station bought me a chair?
And didn't you once buy chairs for the studio?
I bought chairs for Oscar and the Junkie Studios.
And they lasted for about 8 seconds before they were.
I went in and one of the junkies had picked at the vinyl or the leather armrests. That there was a hole where they had nervously dug, by and large, I was happy to do it, and they weren't super expensive. But when I went in there, I swear to God, like a month after I bought them, and they're completely trashed.
They're barren. I remember that. So my point is this.
Yes.
Back to the video hockey game from 1980.
When you hate, better than 1940. So when you hate your chairs, I know you. Because I'm like, okay, I'll go sit in that chair. I'm sitting in one of Mike's hated chairs right now that he absolutely
loves. Is it comfortable for you?
Yeah,
it's
you
perfect.
Know what? Mike, there are people that would wear a pair of size 8 shoes and be happy, but I wouldn't because they don't fit me. And what you
Rob,
need is
what
a chair
you,
that fits
do,
you.
Do you. Is that a chair from our old studio?
Yeah,
you're
and
sitting
it's fantastic.
On?
Yeah. It's fine.
And that's and you've done well with that, right?
Yes.
And I'm perfectly
but
comfortable.
But Mike, it's day to day.
Well, that's the one he can recline on, if you remember.
I'm perfectly comfortable. It's just that
but
you know,
I love
it's,
that
it's
because
kind of squeaky.
What it is, that's a nod to the last days of the Paul Harvey program.
Yes.
When he would take a long pause and you would hear.
All right. And now we go to. And now we go to Canton, Ohio. And now you know. Of course, now the f***er is not squeaking.
Oh, no.
The one time I want it to squeak, and now I'm doing the bit, and it won't squeak. But and now you know. The rest of the story.
And you see,
Paul Harvey, good day.
A squeaking chair is not indicative of weight because at the end, Mike, Paul Harvey weighed 70 pounds.
He did.
But that was my point, is that Mike's weight has nothing to do with the chair. It's just he's a chair snob, bottom line.
What kind of, can we get a shot of the chair? Because, I mean, you've not even described what it is. It could just be
a
simple task chair.
Going on there.
Could be like a hygienist chair. Oh, it's got a mesh back.
Sounds pretty fancy to me. Oh, look at that. Yeah. We don't even have that here.
Yeah.
Oh,
armrests.
Ergonomic armrests.
Yeah.
There we go.
It raises, it lowers.
Nice. Oh, you got a nice little view outside your office.
Makes Julian fries.
Not bad at all. Is that a jug of water to the left? What is that?
Distilled water from my breathing machine.
Interesting.
You know, I do the show from my BR. From my
building. I did not know that.
That's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. That
actually doesn't look too bad from this angle.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
When did Jason Statham come in?
Studley. Studley man.
I'm back on my machine, Mike.
You're on your machine, your breathing machine?
So many people yelled at me for not doing it, and I'm back on
it.
You could die. And you know what? Well, I mean, keep your fingers crossed, folks. I could die using the machine or without it.
Yeah,
but once again, I don't feel any benefits from it, but I want people to know I'm using it. And so
you're back?
For everyone who yelled at me, I listened to the yelling. You yelled at me. And I listened.
Well, the thing is, we all want you to be around for a long time,
Thank
Rob.
Thank you,
we
Mike.
We want you to be around for a long, long time. And Oscar is right. I am a chair snob, but I have no intention of purchasing. Purchasing is done. We are moved in. We are dug in. I think I've got everything I need for the studio. And got my receipts over here. So we're here. See, we've got the receipts.
Itemized. Beautiful.
Good for you, Mike.
Itemized.
The question is, will they ever make it
reimbursing myself
to Andrew?
Yeah, I'm going to take pictures and send them to Andrew today, as a matter of fact.
Hey,
and then
it's
I'm going
right.
to add them up, and then I'm going to do a little of my own creative accounting up here. And,
Mike,
you know,
whatever you
transfer
like.
In there.
Gambling yes, losses and everything.
Shoulder pads.
No, it has not. You son of a bitch. It has nothing to do with gambling at all.
And you know, Mike, Andrew.
Got to get some money back, Carla.
To be perfectly honest with you, maybe the timing of things, you know, I've been meaning to do this for quite some time. Perhaps I accelerated this.
Yeah, it's going to really sort of push it to the front of the list.
Let me.
You know, Andrew has a tedious job. He's our accountant.
Save these receipts. Let me give you the dates.
All right.
If you think I'm steamrolling you, let me give you
a date. No. Mike, I think you're fine.
The June 10th.
Mike, the more you do this, the guiltier you sound.
The June 10th is one of the days. June 1st, another.
Oh, yes, the
date.
First day of June.
Mike, it's fine.
Right.
And when you want to move again, we'll buy all new equipment. It'll be great.
We didn't buy any new equipment.
I'm just messing with you. Relax.
Now, Mike, when you send those pictures to Andrew, because he has sort of a tedious job, he's an accountant, I think it would be nice.
And a lawyer.
Include some pictures of, you know, pleasure shots of yourself.
Yeah, some picks.
Like, no.
What is wrong
you
with
can't
you?
Even say that.
Oh, you can't say
no,
that?
No,
you can't say that.
That's weird. I feel like it's just so common now.
Yeah
that's
well,
what
maybe
Andrew
in your,
yeah.
your world, not mine. So
you
much.
Know, I tell you, I love Andrew. I do love Andrew. But, I, you know, to be honest with you, my relationship with Andrew after the big days of the earning potential were destroyed,
yes.
You know, he just basically said, we have one word greetings now. Got your thing? Here. Do it right now.
Got your thing.
That's fine. You're set. Okay. Thank you. Transfer this. Pay down. Like that.
Has he ever answered the phone with, how did you find this new number?
No, he's cool about that. To be honest with you, he's been really cool, I think, with everybody and with the show.
Absolutely.
After a certain date. He was really, really happy about it.
Retroactive, Mike.
Yeah, he was very, very happy about
effective
just,
month, day, comma, year.
Things really began to change with him. He was getting so frustrated that I read between the lines and I thought that I might, you know, I might have to seek other accounting help. But no,
I think
he's,
it's great.
He's fine. He is a very, very good guy. And the chair has stopped squeaking. Oh, it squeaked. It squeaked because I wasn't doing a bit.
Have you thought of oiling it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the first time I heard the squeak was this morning.
Oh, nice.
And so I think maybe it'll be a trip up to the corner. And I know they've got 3-1 in aisle 2 of the Hancock Grocery, so I think I'll be rolling up there and doing that.
Now,
and maybe I'll get a Needham at the same time. No, can't eat any Needhams. You can't eat any
Needham. What's a
Needham? What's a Needham? It's a confection up here in Maine. That's
and
known
can you
all over the state.
Describe it to me.
Oh, here we go. I'll see you guys
Won't
in five
you?
Minutes.
Let me give you the recipe. For
and are you sure, Mike? It's a chair and not a mouse.
It's no, it's not a mouse. It's
Good.
Not a mouse. We don't have mice here.
Good, totally vermin free.
Wait, Mike. So if that backdrop fell, we'd see your boudoir.
Yeah, you'd see the bedroom.
Boudoir.
Yeah, you'd see the bedroom.
It's B-U-D-W-A. Boudoir.
Do you like the recipe for Needhams?
Yes, please.
All right.
And
you're
how do
be
you
very
spell
surprised.
It? Is it N-E-E-D-H-A-M, like Hal Needham?
N-E-E-D-H-A-M.
Like the director, right. Hal Needham, who brought us Cannonball Run.
Oh, wonderful.
Needhams are typical to Maine. They originated in Portland, Maine, by a candy maker who had attended an evangelistic service in Portland in 1872.
Mm.
The evangelist's name was Reverend George C.
Needham.
And because of many conversions, his name was on everyone's lips. When the candy maker came back to his shop after one of the services, his candy makers were making a new candy.
I love candy.
When he asked the name of this candy, a young candy maker said, "Call them
Need Halves."
They're made with coconut and have a dark chocolate coating. They remind me of a Mounds candy bar.
Sounds
they are
like
delicious.
A Mounds, yeah.
But are you ready for the wild card ingredient in Needhams?
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it lobster?
It is not lobster, Rob. That is incorrect.
Chunks of lobster?
That is not correct.
Is it, let's see, if it would be coconut and dark chocolate.
You will never ever get it without internet help. And if you're not,
I'm not going to Google it. I'm trying to think
you'll
of what it
never
is.
Get it.
Okay.
You'll never get it.
Is it something biological?
Yes.
Really? Does it come from a man or a woman?
No, stop. Come on. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Is it something like a something that grows?
Yes.
Is it native to Maine?
Yes.
Is it a blueberry?
Let me just say, native to Maine, I'm not sure.
It's
a Maine crop.
Is it maple?
It is not maple.
Damn it.
But let me just say that you require 3/4 of a cup of this product to start the recipe. Now, Maine people listening to this are probably screaming at their little personal listening devices right now going, "Yeah, come on, come on, come on."
Golly, I don't know. What is it?
Oscar, would you like to guess?
I haven't been listening, Mike.
He tuned out at Mike. Frankly, he tuned out at the word ham.
All right, I'll give you a hint. Is going to be blueberry as well.
No, it is not. It is a vegetable.
A vegetable?
Vegetable, Mr. Bond. It is a vegetable.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to go into diabetic shock.
Yes, it is a vegetable.
Is it a sweet potato?
Not sweet.
Is it a potato?
Mashed potatoes, the main ingredient in Needhams, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes. 3/4 a cup of mashed potatoes.
The starch from the potato, Oscar, will hold the Needham together.
Oh, I feel so much better.
That's right. And
the
coconut and then the chocolate. And it's really, really delicious. So now you know.
Now, are they just homemade or is there a company that makes them and packages?
There's a company that makes them. You can get them in stores up here. You can get it. That's why I said I was going
to
get them at the grocery store.
You should send some to the studio here.
Screw that. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
I'll send you a pack of Needham. We will have a Needham taste test with you guys.
Please.
Because after yesterday, the anniversary of my 56th year on this planet.
Yeah.
I will not be eating bad food for the next 10 years.
Attaboy.
I thought Carla, and Carla joined in, incidentally, and we'll tell you all about it. We thought we were going to throw up.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much. Yes, very special. Let's start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If I get the maple bacon, that's kind of paleo, right?
Only if you kill it yourself with a crossbow.
You should try the red velvet. It's new.
Oh, jeez.
Do I look like an idiot to you?
No.
You think you can squeeze an extra dollar out of me? Because it's like, ooh, trendy. It looks like it's bleeding. No, in your heart of hearts, you know as well as I do, red velvet is bullshit. It tastes like Play-Doh. It is not velvety. And the only thing that's good about it is the cream cheese frosting, which is meant to live on top of carrot cake like God intended.
Okay, Panda, we hear you.
Red velvet isn't a thing.
Red velvet can go to hell.
You give me 2 Long Johns and a jelly.
Well, I'll be f***ed.
What happened?
Mind your own beeswax, donuts.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Chair show. Coming to you. Squeaky chair show. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. We are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. especially after yesterday. Can't believe the amount of people I heard from yesterday. Just blew my mind. Our show today brought to you by Graze.com. Eating healthy is tough to do. Everybody tries to do it. Not everybody's successful. Snacking healthy, even harder. At least it used to be. Not with Graze.com, though. Graze.com. Graze.com can show you the healthy side of snacking, and you can try it for free if you use our code TMOS. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your home or office. They're gorgeous. They're delicious. We've all tried them. The snacks are perfectly proportioned packs that are perfect for when you're on the go and perfect for snacking without overdoing it. And they have 100 unique snack creations. I guess they got these big labs there where they're
sure
churning out these fabulous snacks all the time. Always something new and different to try. Campfire s'mores made with chocolate salted almond buttons. Oh, my God. Vanilla cookies, drops, and marshmallows. Only 130 calories. Oh, my God. It's yummy.
Good stuff.
Every delivery is a personalized, healthy snack box customized to your taste preferences. Yum. Plus, each snack in your box is approved by Graze.com's nutritionist and contains no GMOs, no artificial flavors, and no trans fats. It's yummy. Go to Graze.com right now. That's Graze.com. Get a free trial box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. And remember to use our special code TMOS. That's Graze.com and the code TMOS for your free box O snacks. Who doesn't want free snacks,
love
right?
It. Love it.
Everybody
done.
Free. Greetings, gentlemen. Great to be with you. The day after the food orgy here at the O'Mara household.
Now, beyond and, the food orgy, Mike, when we last spoke to you, you were in a sort of a dim, sad mood.
Somber mood.
Somber mood. Somber. Very well said.
Sad trombone.
And it,
yeah,
you know, when we left, it troubled me.
Had a horrible, horrible
day. Did the day turn? Did it get better after the show?
Well, yeah. I mean, it did. Actually, you know, it was completely better. It was a complete turnaround because there.
How does Carla bounce back from days like that?
I don't know. I don't know,
does
Oscar.
It have a cork
I really
in
don't
it?
Know.
You
she's
know?
An angel.
Oscar, to answer your question, yes, one of these days she may not.
But so far,
yeah, and I'll be, and I will not be going to number four. I won't be doing that.
I told
I will
Shannon
be,
what Mike did.
Yeah.
And I had told Shannon that Mike's perfect Father's Day was a day at the casino alone. And she said, no, he didn't. I said, yeah. I said, but, you know, to be fair to Mike,
he didn't.
He's always with his family, so he might want to get away.
Sure.
I actually was on your side, Mike.
And thank you. Because what you say, yes, you know, and I have to defend myself a little bit.
Yes. Sure.
What you say, I am in constant proximity
constant
to my
FaceTime.
Fam.
Yes.
All the time.
And
the time,
not
right,
the app, the actual FaceTime, the general FaceTime.
Right, right.
Exactly.
And
that's
so he,
right,
he was he had to get away. And I said, well, I said, what do you think he did for Father's Day? He goes, oh, he probably spent like a nice picnic. It's Maine. They probably went out on a boat or something. And I said, no. He went to the casino.
Wow.
And she said,
the horrible den of iniquity, the degenerate's
said,
friend.
No, in the sense of horror. And Shannon, just her disposition in general is very calm.
Sure.
And she said, yeah, no, from the other room. I said, yeah, I have to listen to
And I'm not
to
proud
Dave
of it either. I'm not proud of it either.
So,
and yeah, you know what I took away from it? It wasn't just a casino. It was a casino in the rain. And that made it somehow sadder.
Yeah, well, you know, it was not something I was proud of. And to answer your question, I was very tired yesterday.
Right.
Very, very tired. But the birthday celebration consisted primarily of I got to eat what I wanted to eat.
Great.
And so that's
because
so,
you got
that's
hosed on your pancakes, I remember.
Yeah, well, we did okay. Ultimately, we got to the place that was open.
Okay.
And don't get me, I've got a whole another thing, but and I hate saying whole another, but I have got another rift that I want to do on Maine and opening and
okay,
just the vibe I'm beginning to get. I'm getting this place a little bit more.
Work a little,
starting to understand it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What
I said
that?
Work a little, work a lot. They decide.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the vibe. I think that's the vibe up here. Let's just say I'll talk about it later, but don't plan on anything Monday or Tuesday. Don't
Tuesday,
even think about
really?
Getting any Tuesday. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's traditional in days of old, barber shops would be closed on Monday because the barber, you know, Saturday is a big haircut day, but they would still want their weekend.
Yeah.
So they would take Sunday and Monday.
I think that's changed because the barber down here is open 7 days a week.
Yeah, but that's sort of a beauty salon, isn't it?
Here's the way I look
it's a
at
barber.
It. Okay, it's all about demand. It's all about demand. If you don't have the demand where you're coming in and you're going to be slow on a certain day, I can
sure
certainly understand. But at the same time, especially in the restaurant business. When yesterday we were up at 7 o'clock going across the bridge to our favorite little breakfast joint up here so I could have my little birthday breakfast, closed. And driving away, I said, having been in that business, I don't understand at all closing. I never understood closing anything that is open to the public on a Monday. Especially, it doesn't make sense.
Especially when the bar is closing.
That's right.
Especially when the bar is closing.
You know, if you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
We were maybe I should have opened on, let's say, Wednesday. Like, blow it out on Sunday night and then open on Wednesday. No, I'm sorry. The whole idea of having a business where you rely on a person walking through your door and sitting down.
Got to be there for them.
You just don't close.
What about Chick-fil-A?
You don't close,
Chick-fil-A closed,
Jimmy,
on Sunday.
I know you want to go after Memorial Day down to your little picnic place, but you don't close. And there was a picture at Jimmy's. You see that couple that were sitting there with their sad faces in front of Jimmy's place? And God knows Jimmy's crew worked their asses off Memorial Day weekend.
Of course.
But I will tell you this, on Tuesday or whatever day it was when he closed shop, restaurant business, don't close.
Well, yeah.
Don't close. Fair. Hire one guy to come in maybe for that one day or something.
Jimmy
that
keeps
Monday.
It open, but the fact remains the owner of Jimmy's Whole Town Tavern disappears more often than the amazing Blackstone.
This is
he
true.
He is not there. He
this
is the absentee
true.
Owner.
Yeah, he loves being Jimmy, loves having it. But and Jimmy gave me probably one of the best birthday greetings I could have gotten from anybody.
Nice.
The phone rang. And,
hey, you're getting older. It'll be okay.
I see that I got a voicemail. I didn't answer the phone. I was in the other room, so I didn't see that it was Jimmy. I would always pick up from my friend Jimmy Cerrito.
You were in the other room, and you didn't see the call come in.
And Mike can't lie, so he's just going to tell you that's what happened. You didn't want to deal. It's okay.
It's okay. You were having
a
day.
You had a rough day.
You did.
I was a little tired yesterday.
Yeah. Sure.
And sometimes the Cerrito conversations are a little longer than I have the energy for. And
yes.
I've taken a few phone calls. I talked to Officer Harris and had a nice chat with him.
You
and,
entertained a few calls, Mike?
I entertained a few calls, yeah. And But late in the day, I knew it was going to be something. What I didn't realize, and I was actually glad that he left a message, because you know what? I have it.
Oh,
that would be excellent.
Hold on, I have it here. Like I'll play it for you boys.
He's he's pretending not to see this.
Now you have to understand that it is... It is actually cut off at the end because
what time did it roll?
Obviously,
in roughly?
Distraction and not paying attention. And
well, it's not the he was doing his whole list of birthday calls.
Hey, look, a squirrel.
What time? Mike? Happy birth, squirrel.
Mike.
What time did it roll in about, Mike? What time did Jimmy call you?
What time did what roll?
Jimmy's call.
Your friend Jimmy.
Sorry,
Jimmy's call. I want to say late afternoon yesterday, 4 o'clock-ish.
He had a couple. And
probably right around happy hour, probably.
Solid, you know, probably solid happy hour.
I'm going to screw up my courage and give
him
a call.
That's why it actually surprised me that it came in when it did. So
it's nice.
But when it did come in, I was very.
He's your top. He's in the top five friends you have, I imagine, right?
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah. And a great friend to have and thoughtful.
How many friends does Mike have?
Well,
about
let's
five,
see.
Right?
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
This came in at 4:08 p.m. Oscar.
Oh, yeah, ready.
June 22nd. Let's see.
Can you turn it up on your end, Mike? On the phone? Aww. That is a good friend.
And I got cut off.
Wow.
Remember when I told you that I got cut off?
Typical Jimmy, over the top.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Much love. That is so cool.
And I could hear Uncle Dave singing.
That's
not
nice.
Fair.
And you were overwhelmed with birthday greetings I saw on your Facebook page.
Yeah,
it was
too many, right?
Let me ask you this. Is this does this bode well for all of us on the show, or is this that everybody has discovered social networking and that everybody now knows how to do that? And I don't know. I'm going to think the positive. I'm going to think things are going very well.
Positive.
I think it bodes very well, Mike. Yeah. People
tough to be negative when you get that. I didn't, because I don't like people to say, hey, I got so many birthday greetings. I didn't know what to do. I literally have no idea how many people wrote on my wall yesterday. It was the most I've ever seen on any birthday I've ever had. I've never seen anything like this. And it was not only that, but then messages on text messages from people that I got, people that I haven't heard from. I was thrilled. It was
Facebook has changed that if they get a million messages that involve the word birthday, it like subgroups
them together. It probably kills you.
And it does. It makes it really hard to chase them out and read them all. So I'm sure that there were many that we all get that you don't even see because they sort of, you know, put them away.
But
you
can dig in and respond to each one if you're really a good guy, if you work at it.
Not the posts on the wall. I tried to respond to as many personal messages as I could.
Just too busy.
But I was able to manage those because that was the smallest group of them, the people that did that. Most people chose to
write
on the
wall.
Fame is
a cruel mistress, Mike.
It is, Mike. It truly, truly is.
All right. I've got your mistress right here. Okay, pal. I'm touching it right now.
We'll take a break, and
we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak.
We had to run that promo. That's a great throw.
Well, I said that I was going to redo it, and I get on everybody else's ass for redoing the promos, and I have to do it myself. So, with our new equipment,
yes,
maybe you're going to hear that sooner than later, ladies and gentlemen.
Hope so.
Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Sometimes it feels like shipping and mailing is a no-win situation. Trips to the post office eat up your valuable time, and leasing a postage meter is very, very expensive. Multi-year commitments, hidden fees, it's just not good. Stinks. Right. Luckily, there is a better way, and that is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you use your computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage, and you do it right from your desk. So many home-based businesses use Stamps.com, and you should too. You'll even get special discounts that you can't find at the post office, so you're helping the bottom line for your company as well as making your life more convenient. Stamps.com lets you save up to 80% versus a postage meter, and no more tedious trips to go to the post office, which, especially when we were in Manassas, was really a giant hassle.
The worst.
We've used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. It keeps our Maine to D.C. pipeline wide open. Act now for a free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale that eliminates all the guesswork and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com. You click on the microphone. You use that great code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never go to the post office again.
Speaking of the Stamps.com, did you get the book yet?
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
Yes, I
did. Good. That was courtesy Stamps.com.
When are we having that author
Thursday.
On the,
have
the
it
addiction?
On Thursday.
Author.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Looking forward to that.
I wonder if you'll have any questions for him.
I'd like to...
Perfect.
Think it's appropriate.
Perfect timing. Perfect
yes.
timing.
He was booked before Father's Day. That's the thing.
What are the odds? I love the show.
He loves it.
Timing is everything. Looking forward to I can't pronounce the name properly, so I will not say it right now, but we're having an addiction specialist on who has some interesting theories about addiction, and we'll ask a lot of questions. So prepare your questions about addiction, boys. If you're an addict, hey, tune into the Mike O'Mara Show on Thursday. You're not going to want to miss that. Very, very exciting.
Truly broadcasting to our our niche audience.
Pony, I'm going to put you to work today, and I apologize, but it is a Tuesday because I have to say something from the bottom of my heart. Okay, this is really important. And it's look, I'm not saying anything that hasn't been said, but it's been in the news lately, and I really would just like to say, really, from the bottom of Mike O'Mara's ticker, f*** the Confederate flag.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Now I will use.
Way to go
I just had
limb,
to
Mike.
Get that out there. I had to say that. Yeah, way to go on a limb. But seriously, I mean, congratulations to the South Carolina governor for having a nice press conference to say they're going to take it down.
Very bold.
It's 2015.
Very bold.
And John Oliver, I saw a clip of John Oliver who said, the Confederate flag belongs on T-shirts, belt buckles, and bumper stickers so we can all identify who the really bad people are.
Yeah,
that is so hysterically funny. I love that. I am sitting there watching this, and I'm all for it. And I really didn't even want to talk about it because, as Oscar said, way to go out on a limb. Everybody's talking about it. But then the last piece of this news story from our friend Craig Melvin, who's married to Lindsay Zarniak,
right,
who was down in South Carolina. I guess was born and raised in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he says, Well, guys, it looks like now it's probably going to be taken down somewhere in mid-August.
What?
Jesus Christ! Go out, send the sergeant at arms, get the cop who runs security to go out with his little hands and pull the effer down now, for Christ's sake.
And were you as shocked as
it's
I was?
It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. It is so nakedly. There is no debate here. I am willing to debate people when there is a debate. It is not heritage. It is not. It
Southern
is crap.
Pride, Mike. They will it's, say Southern pride.
It's crap.
Which is
it's
also crap. But were you as surprised as I was that, like, was it 20 years ago they said, well, we're not going to fly it over the State House anymore.
Right.
We're going to give it its own flagpole in the State
oh,
House.
Oh, by the way,
front yard.
If it's Southern pride, then what do I say to the ones that I see up here in Maine? Far, far away from the South as one can get.
Well,
what do you say about the ones that I say?
To Canada. That's the South.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so they have the big press conference. And I just think
I saw that live actually on CNN.
The press conference right. yesterday where she was talking
she
about
made some
taking
great
it
points,
down.
And it was about time. And
well,
she
yeah, I mean, of course, she made
re-elected.
Some
about
she
time 200 years ago.
She wouldn't have gotten reelected if she said she was going to take it down simply because of the you know half that population down there. And it's I mean, we see all the numbers.
Right.
Feel that it's part of their Southern pride.
Southern pride.
And what I thought was interesting, Mike, is I'm happy it's coming down. By the way, just to clear that up. Thank you. But what I thought was interesting is
so glad, Oscar. I was waiting for your okay.
I've heard so much more.
When he finishes, Mike, I have counterpoint.
If I
no,
could,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
If I could finish, I've heard so much more about the Redskins' name change over the last 2 years than I have ever heard about the Confederate flag. It's sad
right.
that it's come to this.
Yeah. What do you mean sad? That
like
that
no
it's
one
to...
has ever made such. A big stink about the Confederate flag.
It's
at
so
least.
Accepted.
It's so accepted. But we
yep.
have such a
I
bigger
totally
issue
with,
yep. with the Redskins
right.
name change
right.
because a
right.
small group of the population has an issue with it. By the way, the Confederate flag affects so many more people.
And
let me ask you this, guys. Yeah. I want to ask you this question, okay? Because I remember... Rob, there would maybe be drives out to Western Maryland.
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean? And you drive by and you might see one on a barn. You know what I mean? Around
sure.
our area. You might see one on a barn somewhere and you kind of say, this is years ago. Well, you might say, whoa, take a look at that. I wonder who lives there. And am I right or wrong when I say in the last, let's say, 5 years, and maybe even sooner than that, last 2 years, it's become... so commonplace
that is,
to see
it. Ignore it.
Huge flags on pickup trucks,
back windows of pickup
young
trucks, yep.
people's cars. That's what I've yeah. noticed, and that's where it seems to me to be more and more prevalent. And am I wrong about that?
No,
I've seen it more lately.
And with a rose-colored outlook, I would think the only way
they don't understand what
yeah,
the hate it means.
I don't think if you're younger, if you are a
they
millennial,
don't understand it.
You only have to hope that yeah. they can't understand what they are sort of, you know.
All right, let me stop you right there.
Propagating. That's
let me
just
stop you
hope.
Right there. They don't understand it. They well, don't understand. An 18, 19-year-old kid flying a Confederate flag in the back of his pickup truck, a big one, like
right.
the kind you would see in front of a school. He doesn't understand
oh, that's,
that. I want to hear it. Explain that.
I would say that there's so much ignorance in this world, Mike, especially of our youth these days, that they
okay.
see it on country albums. They see it on the General Lee. They
yes.
see it everywhere. So they figure they're just being avant-garde and throwing it up.
And you know
I don't
what?
Think these people are all
I
full
misspoke
of hate.
With a lack of understanding. I should have said ignorance.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. really what that's it was.
Well, hold on. But ignorance does not justify
no.
bad behavior.
It doesn't.
No. And that's the whole problem we have here. The thing, my question to you is, when you say they don't understand it, and you're right, you mentioned the General Lee, which was kind of accepted.
Right.
You mentioned, like, say, a Lynyrd Skynyrd album. That might be accepted
if you
as
go
well.
On Route 13 from Maryland into Virginia, there is a store, as soon as you cross the state line, called Dixieland. And the logo of Dixieland is a Confederate flag. And you go in there, and that's really, if you really want to save money, that's where you stock up on your belt buckles and your T-shirts and all of your Confederate wear.
But
and
ultimately,
it's just amazing.
It is a badge that is worn in the worst case scenario by white supremacists
sure.
who don't like black people. Why do we have to dance around something that doesn't need to be danced around? It's a symbol primarily of hatred. It's not heritage. My ass, it's heritage. And if it's heritage, it's a heritage of a war where one side fought for slavery and one side didn't. There, I oversimplified it because there's so many people that live in this world of dancing around hatred where they could sit there for hours and make a case. And I've had it. I'm up to
what
you.
What is the thought that you lost? Let it go.
True enough.
I know. And incidentally, right? I have to say, and
you
I don't
lived
have to
in Manassas, Mike. You knew they reenacted the entire battlefield there.
And you know what? I'll tell you this. And I said this. I said this years ago on the show. The guys that reenacted, that wanted to play the gray uniforms, right, that wanted to be in the Confederacy, were the same guys that would occasionally let go with questionable comments about race.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I experienced it. Now, with that said, I'm against all racism when it comes to, this is not exclusively a Southern white issue. It happens in the North. It happens in the South. And there are many, many black people that discriminate against white people. We have a racial problem in America. We have a huge racial problem in America. And this is the time. The one thing I would look at this whole flag issue and the fact that it's going to come down in mid-August.
Right.
Yay, South Carolina.
Oh, only, Mike, they just have to wait for 20 news cycles to finish up, and then it's coming down.
I would really hope that, I sometimes hope that maybe this is the start of something where we have kind of a domino effect, but I don't think so. Now you're going to have an underground market for this crap.
Ever seen the flag for Mississippi, our great state of Mississippi?
That has a Confederate flag.
It's in the upper corner,
right? It's right in there.
Yeah. It's there. I mean, that's there, and that's another battle. That's a symbol that has to be, I believe. Look,
you
that
know
particular
who's behind
symbol.
This is Big Flag. Because everyone's going to have to buy new flags.
Well, also, Mike, Walmart announced that they're going to stop carrying the Confederate flag.
That's true. Pretty big. Yeah. That's pretty big, isn't it? Yeah. That Walmart jumped on the
bandwagon. They were very light in their press release. It was something like, we don't want to carry items that make our customers feel uncomfortable.
Good.
And it's like, really? No mention of hate speak or anything like that. Just, I don't want you to be uncomfortable.
I love that this is happening, and it's happening on the heels of, and I think the governor spoke to this, of this just complete a-hole, and may he rot in hell, that went into that church His total game plan was to take this issue and create a race war.
Right, right.
And if anything, it has accelerated and brought to the forefront the issue of what this flag means to, I would say at this point, the majority of the population.
And my ultimate hope really for, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool if it did just the opposite?
It did just the opposite.
That maybe this facilitated some dialogue between the races, and we started hitting these issues, directly on, and we could do that. Because I think everybody, every person could probably use a little sensitivity training when it comes to race relations.
To be fair to everybody, unless you're a Civil War reenactor, and that's what you do, and maybe that's how you're, the town of Manassas has a lot of history built into it. A lot of towns in Virginia have a lot of history built into it.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to piss some people off here. I piss some people that are friends of mine off by saying this. The whole reenacting thing, we don't have World War II reenactors, do we? I mean, do we have Vietnam reenactors?
Why do we have these big...
What's that?
You have the LARPers that are pretending they're in medieval times. I mean,
live action role play.
It's people that are pretending.
Well, my point to you.
Yeah, but it's stupid. I think
never
it's,
said it was
whoa.
Smart. Never said it was
it's
smart.
Stupid. It's stupid. Now here, the prisoner. That is a wonderful recreation of our history, and those who forget history are condemned to me. I'm sorry. I don't need to watch you out there in your little toy or soldier outfit on a 115 degree day, dumbass, firing your fake musket. I mean, come on, kiss my ass.
I might go with you that it's stupid, because if they were smart, there'd be more civil reenactment in the fall. Mm-hmm. It seems to be in the summer with their
I know what
uniforms.
I like with my history. I like presidential libraries. I think that's a really good place to go to a library and learn about history. And I think when you go to hallowed ground where people have fallen and died, that's important to preserve those areas. It really is. Then when we take it a step further, I think you're glorifying violence. I do. I really feel that way.
I think, though, regardless if it's the reenactments here or if you get a chance to go see anything along these lines, I think for education's sake, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive to see those people out there. If you're a kid,
sometimes I really hate you. Because I'm going to get all the heat on this, and you're going to be able to say, and Oscar was the only boy. I know, I can read the emails right now. No. And Oscar was the only voice of reasons, because we do a lot of stuff where we bring buses of kids out to see our little kids.
There's nothing that they could see on the battlefield that you couldn't encapsulate in a motion picture.
Right.
Or on a book, or by someone, Mike, who taught enough or cared enough to teach it
the
way it was.
Some of us don't like sitting on our ass.
Can I tell you that one of the most...
And you are a colonel in the Army when you do the reenactment?
No, but I remember as a kid, there was a big reenactment at Gettysburg that...
Che Guevara's revolution, Mike.
No.
By the way, I have to say, can I interject here? I have to say that I truly value these battlefield communities. I think that is an amazing place to study our history.
Sure.
I remember when these yahoos came in. I forgot what the...
It was the 150th of Gettysburg, or the Battle of Bull Run, Manassas. Right?
And they came in droves. It was amazingly hot. It was a disaster for the city of Manassas.
They had to cancel it, I remember.
Not all of it, but nobody came. Nobody came because it was too hot. And I remember we pulled him back of this truck, and it had more Confederate flag bumper stickers and hate speak on it. They said there was that veiled kind of stuff,
sure,
where you know it's racist, and they
a
were
lot of
days. They were full of these like 50-something beard with the full beard, not fake beards,
right,
the full beards. Yeah. And they were just getting ready to do their little, they're going to reenact the battle, fighting for the Confederacy. And I looked at that, I said, get the F out of here. Go back home. Go back home to your ridiculous lives, you know,
and
leave me alone.
In your sheds. And
I mean, really, it's just like, what time are we leaving for the battlefield? I don't know. You got the beer?
Yeah, I got the beer.
Oh, who did that? Vern, did you do that? Yeah, man, you're going to stink up the whole truck on the way to Manassas. All right, let's get on Route 66 after we are on 81. Yeah.
Bite me. Wow.
I just kind of bugs me. Anyway, we had to take a break.
Glad to clear that up.
At least you didn't hold a grudge, Mike. I think that's good.
Yeah, I just thought it was, why? That was all. Just ask the question, why?
Why?
Right, we'll take a break. Come back with more controversy. Oscar and I will debate the U.S. Open. Another thing that Oscar says he's okay with and I don't like. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Here's Pony Boy to tell you all about our 2015 bonus packages.
Well, Mike, the 2015 bonus package is the latest bonus package that we offer. It is this year's entire line of shows.
Oh, no.
We want you to subscribe to a full year of the bonus packages. You'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the whole anthology, and that's over a 25% savings. A great way to support the show. Waiting for you right now at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Grab the bonus, bring your dog along, and we'll give him a bonus, too. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card. The TMOS bonus packages, because you're worth it. We're looking to get to that 20% mark before the Southern flag is taken down in South Carolina.
And if we do that, Mike, we're going to reenact the first 10 bonus shows in costume.
Amen. Amen. I was so negative there. I can't help myself. I get very frustrated when I see things that I think should have been fixed a long time ago.
What some people
still
see as negativity, other people see as passion, and you're passionate about it, and there's no crime there.
Well, it just depresses me. And let me tell you something I'm happy about. You know what I'm happy about?
What?
I love me Helen Mirren.
Mm.
I really do love Helen Mirren.
Yes.
And I think she has made amazing choices in her career, and I'm one of these people that I believe that acting well and doing a really good job is not easy to do. It is not something anybody can do. I think a lot of people are average and a lot of people can fake it, but I think really great actors and actresses are extremely rare. And they used to use a line, I forgot who said it, but it was people like Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn can get more emotion out of a look than some actors can get in a career. And I remember that, and that resonated with me. Helen Mirren, one of these same people, a great movie on pay-per-view that I recommend. Caught it in the hotel over the weekend, and it's called A Woman in Gold. And it truly is about a art, basic Nazi art theft.
Oh, I saw and, the trailer for that. That's already
really,
in the hotels?
Really, really fabulous, and you know, just a terrific film. And I realized what it was. Helen Mirren and I think it's Ryan Gosling who she co-stars in this movie with. And I'm like, why is this so fabulous? This relationship they have, and I realized that. Even when Helen Mirren is playing this spinster widow with a little gift shop, Helen Mirren still has enough of that sexiness that she's had throughout her entire career, where even though you're not perceiving her as a classic leading lady love interest for Ryan Gosling, there's too much of an age difference there, she still has enough of that. I guess it's almost like a playfulness that she has, mm-hmm. but she has this aura about her that I think that's why she's so incredibly popular, because even at her age
it precedes her.
Young guys kind of look at her and go, she's still, you know, that in her day, you know, and maybe still, I mean, she's got a very, very attractive way about the way she goes about her acting.
And you know
I love watching her on screen.
Something else that surrounds her, and it's a modern day thing, it didn't happen back in the days of Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn because their roles were assigned. She makes very wise choices. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't do something. She doesn't attack a role that is not going to feature her or one that she can't handle. She always comes off looking good. And even in a horrible movie like National Treasure 2, she really does rise above the material because
elevates
she's great.
The game a little
she
bit.
She really is that woman. I love her,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. So it was a.
And Great Rack.
And she also is known, I guess, behind the scenes as someone who does not take herself too seriously. And I love that, too. I think that's fantastic. So it's A Woman in Gold. Check it out. And it was one of the it was before the weekend went to The Dark Side that Carla and I were watching that in the hotel room. And my wife and I rarely sit down and watch a movie together because Carla hates movies.
Right.
And I have to drag her kicking and screaming to watch them. And she liked this one. And I think everybody will like this one. It's just a really, really good story. And I thought about the fact that, you know, I'm always talking about actors I like to see, like Liam Neeson mm-hmm. in movies. But Helen Mirren is somebody who I'm pretty much going to find whatever she's in. She does a great job, and she gets acknowledged for it, but she's terrific.
That movie must have been in the theaters for all of 20 minutes. Because
Thinking Man's movie, Rob. Thinking Man's movie.
Oh, that's not what the people like in Jurassic World. They don't want to think. They want monsters and whatnot.
Still put that on my list. Don't want to see the old Jurassic World, but, you know.
You got to see it.
People are coming into town. Before you know it, I'm going to be inundated with family members, so won't be able to deal with that anymore. No movies for Mikey. That's the way it's going to go.
Were you able to find a theater up there yet?
No. All I did was look online, Movies Ellsworth, and they showed the theater, and then no information available. I don't know. The only way I'm going to find out if that movie theater is up and running is to open the door and walk up to the candy counter and see if it's open.
Do you have any Jordan almonds?
Can we quickly
any Needhams?
Can we quickly touch on the U.S. Open just so
yeah,
we can get
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, we were talking yesterday, and Oscar, I am not coming to this argument armed with the amount of time you watched. So I really am not going to give you a real good fight on this one. All I know is that I read a lot about it, and I read about the players complaining about the conditions at the U.S. Open. And so you said you watched a lot of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Well, it's at least for golf and for me.
Right.
One, Jordan Spieth has done what Tiger Woods did to golf years ago, and now he's re-energized it. Before, because Woods did just he had an abysmal U.S. Open.
Sure.
And it's funny because the camera would be on Woods, and you root for the guy because he had such a fall from grace. And
you
then,
do root for him. Everybody wants him to come back.
And
now
in
from
many
the
people's
ashes.
Eyes, he's still the face of the game.
It's not anymore. not after this U.S. Open.
They licked the envelope and sealed it.
Let me ask you. I know you don't watch as much golf probably as I do, but let me ask you this: what was your opinion of the fabulous Fox Network now that they have taken the reins of golf coverage? How did they do?
It's not the same. It's going to take some time to be adjusted to it. Like I'm so used to
at
this,
any time
like,
when they were putting. Did Peter Griffin walk in front of the screen?
No, but I'll One, I like the graphics. I like that they show you where the ball is going.
Oh, I like that too.
That's a lot of fun.
Terrific. That's cool.
Because just like they used to do in hockey.
Right.
Where
okay,
you can follow the ball. So they show you the trajectory of the ball, and I enjoyed that. I don't like Joe Buck that much, so I really
Does he get more unlikable as time goes on?
He is so medium at everything he does.
But he's also, it just seems, you know, as he goes
He's very snarky, and he's not relatable, and at least for me. So when I'm, but I when I'm watching, Mike, I'm not watching, I'm just, I have it on in the background, right?
Right.
Because I'm doing other work, but that's a perfect game to do that, because you can follow up. And then when Spieth came up, and I said, oh, I'll watch what he does. I just couldn't believe, because in the final 18, before they went to the final eight, I mean the final nine, he was down. I said there's no way he's going to come back. Nothing. I mean, unless he does something remarkable. I said the guy, he had like an iron grip on what on the win, and then to see him win. Just because someone else messed up, that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, and I think that was a fitting end to a crappy U.S. Open. And I think that the crappiness of the U.S. Open, first of all, on television, to look at that course, it seriously looked like it was a bombed out airstrip in 1942 World War II. Well, it really did not look good.
I sent you a note on Saturday that said, I know you have to remind Charlie to get back to his greenskeeping job. But it did. It was all burned out. It looked horrible.
They asked Gary Player about the U.S. Open and what he thought, because the players were complaining. And he had a pretty good speech about this. Listen to what Gary Player said about the U.S. Open. This is interesting.
Gary Player, part one.
Finally, Chambers Bay coming under much criticism. What are your thoughts on the course?
The worst golf course I might have ever seen in the 63 years as a professional golfer.
Whoa.
Actually, we're trying. The USGA, who I admire, and have chosen great golf courses in this great United States of America. They're preaching speed of play, enjoyment, user-friendly. This golf course here, if you're a 10 handicap, you couldn't break 100 if you had the best day of your life. They got pros putting from 20 feet and hitting the ball 20 foot to the right. A man misses the green by a yard and he's 50 yards down in the valley. I mean, I don't understand it.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
That's the really good ability.
Gary Player, part two.
We're trying to get to promote golf for people to start playing more golf. And what are we doing? The amateur golf numbers are going down and down and down because we're making the wrong decisions. The ball's going too far for the pros. We got to cut the ball back 50 yards. In defense, these architects are thinking now they got to make impossible golf courses to be a challenge. All we got to do is cut the ball back 50 yards. All the balls go the same distance they have to, according to the USGA. But leave technology for the average golfer. We should be building more 12-hole golf courses. You know how many divorces a golf course like this could possibly cause? A man comes out here and plays, takes 6 hours. By the time he gets home, his wife hasn't seen him all week. She's got the needle. I feel sorry for him.
That's the problem with American marriage. Golf. Gary Player seems to put everything in perspective.
That's so refreshing.
He's great.
That is so, especially in golf where they're all so controlled. It's so refreshing
also,
to hear that.
Mike, what's the story with Dustin Johnson? I don't know enough about him.
Dustin Johnson had a the short version would be he took a leave of absence from the PGA Tour because he had an issue with substance abuse. He also had was known to have a few dalliances on tour, extramarital relationships with perhaps other players' wives.
Oh,
I'm not sure what the details
players.
Are. But not a cool guy. Hasn't lived his life that well. Hasn't done that well. And Dustin Johnson seems to have gotten, he's certainly gotten his game back together. But I will tell you something. I've never found him to be a likable personality on the golf course. There's something about him that has that big guy swagger where, hey, I'm the coolest guy in the room. And he still has that. And I don't think, and the last part of Dustin Johnson, I don't think Dustin Johnson is all that sharp a guy. I think he doesn't really get it a lot, and maybe that's why he carries himself like. Jordan Spieth, on the other hand, They're talking, comparing him to Arnold Palmer as far as the way he conducts himself, the way he handles himself. What, at 21 years of age?
21. Yeah, he's
a kid. And now he's got two parts of the slam in one season. We got the British Open and the PGA Championship coming up. Who knows what's going to happen? And now people are saying, oh, you're making this sound like a sports show. No, we're just talking about the US Open.
Just Dustin Johnson. I didn't know enough about him, and I started doing a little research. Because the Fox crew kept alluding, because he basically choked, right? He choked.
This
is the third time he's choked with the lead, and it's sad. But every time they talked about him, they said, well, I hope everything's okay. He needs to take this in stride. They basically were saying, please close down the club bar right now. Whatever it was.
Well, it's great.
Don't have a relapse, please.
If they're going to compare Jordan to Arnold Palmer, then they should compare Dustin Johnson to Phil Mickelson, one of the great chokers of all time.
Phil Mickelson, a really straight guy, and Dustin Johnson's had some serious extracurricular issues that took him off the tour for a while.
On the heels of Gary Player's little speech there, do you know who designed that course?
Who designed it?
Robert Trent Jones.
And, senior or junior?
Looks to me like it's got to be junior because he looks pretty young.
Senior's dead.
So he actually responded to it, and I thought this is funny. He said to Gary Player, he said he's not really on the side that he's giving the impression of. Quote from Robert Trent Jones. First of all, you have to understand that Gary is a competitor in the design business. He was a ruthless competitor in his playing days, and at times he can be that way in the golf course design business. We compete for jobs all over the world. I can tell you that I'm open to constructive criticism, but to make it personal is something I don't understand. So he thinks Gary Player is bad-mouthing the course so he can get more work.
That's too funny. That is too funny. Hey, look, the shots speak for themselves, and
sure.
I think that the quality of the course speaks for itself. It just I've never been a fan of that kind of golf.
I like
anyway.
The scenery.
The scenery's beautiful. What a beautiful part of the country.
That was pretty cool.
Really, really cool part of the country. So, yeah. I didn't watch enough of it to really know, but obviously you were entertained by it.
I was sitting there and I was like, how long have I been watching this? And meanwhile, I'm trying to do homework, right? Which is clearly boring in itself. And I looked up, and it was, I think, 9:30, and I said, it's still on. It's still on. I don't think it ended till, I want to say, 11:30.
It's one of the best background things to have on the television ever.
Well, with my horrible Father's Day, I wasn't paying close attention, unfortunately.
Yesterday,
the birthday was the food orgy of food orgies that we had yesterday.
What did you
truly,
eat?
You didn't eat any Needhams, did you?
I will take you through the morning, okay? And bring the bell in. Thank you.
Please.
There we go.
Oh, very good.
In the morning, I had two eggs, a side of bacon, and homemade wheat toast with a short stack of blueberry pancakes.
Delicious. And that's what
massive
you set out
breakfast.
To get. That's what you set out to get.
Massive, massive breakfast. Yeah. For then I had to get some repair advice on the vehicle. Went down to that. And we decided we would have a late lunch, kind of a dinner, kind of a thing where like 2 o'clock in the afternoon where I had a plate of fried clams.
Mm. 2 o'clock
fried,
is, 2
fried
o'clock is dinner.
We weren't going to wait around
Lunner,
and have dinner. We had fried clams,
nice
fried onion rings,
whoa,
and French fries, all deep fried food.
Man.
I felt
I
at that moment.
A theme.
Upon completion of that meal, I felt like I know it's hard to believe, but I really felt like I was going to throw up. It was that intense. Like that. Then we got home, and that's when the real eating began,
ladies
and gentlemen. Let me see. Carla went out for a little while, and I watched the little guy, and Carla had hidden for Michael some homemade, I think maybe they were Whole Foods oatmeal raisin cookies in the freezer that we'd gotten from down in Boston.
Tell her that hiding something in the freezer isn't a very good hiding place.
No, well, I don't look in the freezer very often because I know there's nothing in it, but there was yesterday. So I took the oatmeal cookies out. Then Carla came home, and she got Friendly's mint chocolate chip ice cream and my birthday cake that we had.
Was it what you wanted, white icing on a white cake?
Yeah, it was white icing on a white cake. Nice. She brought it out. The candles blew out because there was wind up here on the way out to the front porch. But we sat there.
Anal
and
wind.
She placed by the way, the cake was about the size of the Mac right here. Okay,
it's so it
was
pretty
about,
big cake.
That's a half sheet.
It's a big cake. And she brought two forks out, and we just took bites of it and gave Michael little bites of the cake. Sitting on the front porch, I was eating right-handed. That's how you know how decadent I was being yesterday. Mm. So we just sort of dug into this birthday
eating
cake.
Eating right-handed.
And we ate it until we couldn't eat anymore, and we threw the rest of the cake away.
How much was left?
So that's it. That's
how much is left?
We kind of ate the center section out of the middle of it, and so the edges. Too much frosting.
To be specific, Oscar, you want to know how much they ate when they threw the rest away? They threw it away in the waste basket in the bathroom.
Hold on, Rob. Before you play, wait. Rob, let me finish.
I assumed it was done.
No, it's not over. It's not over.
I'm so sorry.
We had the and then the mint chocolate chip ice cream came out after that. Carla had a carb free chocolate ice cream. Mm. Which is a funny product. And then later that night, some wise cheese curls made it up into the bedroom, and Jesus. I ate those. And I woke up today, seriously, like I'd been on a booze binge. I was.
Yeah,
I woke
hangover.
Up. I said, "How do you feel, Carla?" She said, "Not good." I said, "I mean, yeah." So, birthday food orgy over. Now you can play the music.
Oh, very good. Very happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
All about 10,000 calories.
Yes. Thank you. That's the number that I said yesterday too. Fantastic. We're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me get right into blinds.com. I want to tell you about blinds.com. It's more than a place to buy blinds. It's a friendly and helpful team of U.S.-based decorating experts that make your life easier, and they're with you every step of the way. Whether you're tackling a home improvement list, battling harsh UV rays, or just want to spruce up your home, shopping with blinds.com makes the process a no-brainer. You can beat the summer heat with a beautiful insulating cell shade or drapery, and your barbecue guests will have it made in the shade with a perfect patio sunshade. Plus, you can always try your blinds before you buy with the Blinds.com window shopper app. It lets you try out every window treatment virtually on your own windows. You can do that virtually.
Cool.
Find great discounts on the entire month of June at Blinds.com, or choose dinner and a movie with any purchase of $299 or more. Just go to Blinds.com/easy. That's Blinds.com/easy, but it's only the month of June, so go there now. As always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorator advice, and prices that crush the prices you find in stores.
Solid.
Blinds.com, I know, Rob, I see your thumb, takes care of its customers in so many ways, like the sure fit guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. There's never any risk to you because Blinds.com really cares. Blinds.com, as seen in Mike O'Mara's Florida home, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
No. I'm all read out. Sean Diddy Combs, ladies and gentlemen. He was arrested yesterday after he allegedly tried to assault a coach for the UCLA football team.
This guy.
He was taken in by campus police, then transferred to the L.A. County Jail. By the way, I do occasionally look in on the Today Show. This news that I'm going to give you, far more thorough than our friends at NBC, who stepped on their weenies today when they were trying to tell you, do they have a relationship? They have a friendship, Rob, with Diddy or something, where they didn't want to give any details on this story?
You know what? It was so bad, Mike, I literally I rewound it and rewatched it because I said, I must have missed it. Yeah. I must have missed something. They said.
Omitted, like, the entire story, maybe because they didn't source it right. Here's the real deal. Diddy's son, Justin, plays DB for the team, UCLA, and Diddy often shows up for practices. There's a problem right there.
Yep.
There's a problem right there, in my opinion. A source say the team's strength coach, Sal Alossi, or Alossi, was riding Justin pretty hard during a strength and conditioning session yesterday. Why is a father in a conditioning session for a major Division I college football program? That's like going into a major league clubhouse, as far as I'm concerned. That wouldn't
shouldn't
be done.
Be allowed.
That's kind of like the RG3 thing. So after practice, Diddy went to Alossi's office to talk to him. Things got heated, and Diddy reportedly picked up a kettlebell weight and swung it, narrowly missing the coach. He was arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon. Diddy's people say it was Alossi who lunged at Diddy first, and Diddy only picked up the kettlebell and held it up to defend himself. Alosi, now he has a reputation for being a jackass when he was coach of the Jets in 2010, when he was a coach for the New York Jets, not the coach. He was suspended for tripping a Miami Dolphins player on the sidelines. Then again, Diddy isn't exactly known as a man of peace either. So we'll see what happens with this. But no, I'm sorry, dads, stay out of the, you stay out of the environment. You're not supposed to be in there. That's the way I believe. It isn't easy to be a Cleveland fan. The city has never won a Super Bowl or an NBA title, and its last World Series win came 67 years ago. So naturally, Cleveland fans complain about their team a lot online, but when they do, they use exceptional grammar. The automated proofreading company Grammarly did a study to find out which baseball fan bases are worst at spelling, grammar, and punctuation. They found that the New York Mets fans, they were the bottom feeders at 13.9 mistakes per 100 words. Fans of the Phillies were the second worst. Shocker.
Not shocking at all. I'm surprised that the Mets edged them out.
Followed by the Houston Astros, the Kansas City Royals, and the New York Yankees. And the Detroit Tigers. If you're wondering about the Nats and the Red Sox, kind of middle of the pack. On the flip side, Cleveland Indians fans were the most proper, only making 3.6 errors per 100 words. Fans of the San Diego Padres were the next best, followed by the Chicago White Sox, the Cubs, the Mariners, and the Milwaukee Brewers. The study was based on 150 comments from the news section of each team's official website, with an average of 10,500 total words per team. So they have science to back it up, people. Pete Rose has been trying to get his ban from baseball lifted.
Interesting.
Yes.
But this definitely isn't going to help. ESPN got its hands on a notebook that shows he bet extensively on baseball in 1986 when he was still a player, people. That's a big deal. Pete has always denied gambling during his playing days, but then again, he initially spent 15 years denying that he gambled at all before 2004, when he finally admitted that he bet on a game when he was a manager. The notebook was obtained during a raid of former Rose associates in 1989, a Rose associate singular. The raid had nothing to do with gambling. It was part of a mail fraud investigation. It had been under seal all this time. Not clear how ESPN obtained it, but if he bet when he was a player, you know, that's, and he did.
Of course.
Rose is a scumbag.
But I think it's important to know that if you're going to do something that is really, really wrong, write it down.
Right.
I mean, just keep careful notes.
You can clear this up for me, because I just knew the only Pete Rose I know of is the Pete Rose that was kicked out of the game, right? Kicked out of the sport.
Absolutely.
Was he a great player?
Yes. Yeah, he was Charlie Hustle. He was a pugnacious player, the kind of guy you wanted on your team, but everybody else hated. One of those kind of guys.
Okay.
Tough, hard-nosed, going to second base, and really was, I think, the pioneer of the head-first slide.
I think so.
That's
what
he was
known
for. So, but a real douche, and a guy that actually, off the field, it got worse and worse. You know, kind of like, hey, I'm a little tough guy, you know, and so a lot of trouble for him. When a 92-year-old Chilean woman was taken to the hospital after a fall recently, doctors performed a routine exam and were shocked when a hip X-ray revealed a 4.4-pound fetus filling her abdominal cavity.
Oh, no.
Hospital director Margot Vargas Lado tells the BBC that the calcified fetus was large and developed and had probably been in there at least 50 years.
Oh,
man.
The foreign press reports the woman wasn't experiencing any pain because of it, and notes also that the fetus was roughly 7 months along when it died. The condition is called lithopedian, and happens when a fetus dies and calcifies outside of the womb. So that's what happened in Chile. Oh, those wacky South Americans.
I wonder if
huh?
she'll get back taxes.
Nothing?
It's an accountant's nightmare. Yeah, it is. Really?
I'm going to
And
help.
Now a little something-something. There's an old cliche that it's better to look good than to feel good.
Sure.
And I would say that counts as terrible advice, especially when someone takes it to extremes like this. A 35-year-old woman in Adelaide, Australia, was recently helping a relative move, and she wore super skinny jeans. She spent a few hours squatting to get stuff out of the kitchen cabinets, and when she tried to walk right afterwards, she couldn't. Her calves were so swollen, it was impossible to get the jeans off of her, and she had no feeling in her feet.
That's sad, right?
Very sad, right? She was rushed to the hospital, where they had to cut the jeans off of her.
Oh.
And she was in the hospital for 4 days before she could walk again. The doctors who treated her said this should be a good warning about being careful when wearing skinny jeans, or at least being careful about what you do when you're wearing them. Hopefully, this story finally will get Rob Ford to listen about what he wears to work. Hey, really, take a
please,
break.
Rob, take a note, please.
Come on, Rob.
Yeah, Rob. We'll
take a break. Be back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Promo take 53.
Hi, this is Steve Mermelstein from AmeriCast. AmeriCast is your place to get caught up on all things more broadcasting. Check out what happened on my favorite show, Cake and Cookies.
You sound like Gary Stein, but you read like Oscar. Cake and Cookies.
Cake and Cookies.
Go ahead. Cake and Cookies.
Cake and Cookies.
I hate cake. Man, Rob, you know how to suck the happy right out of a person.
Find out more by downloading AmeriCast every Monday on the TMOS app, available on the Google Play Store or Apple Store.
He's good.
Wow.
Is that what I sound like? Oh,
no, it's not, actually.
Gosh. Something else. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We love stuff. You love stuff. We want you to shop for Amazon through our page for your stuff. Amazon has all the stuff you need in one easy-to-shop marketplace. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. Not much, but it does add up. Please help us with this. We've always said that you guys are like partners in our business, and we need your help. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us. It's easy. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it means the world to us. And Mr. Santana came in and said, we have to remind you all
yes.
that you got to try a little harder with the Amazon mm-hmm. and do that, especially this time of year, Bill O'Reilly. Hey. The next time you need to buy anything, just go to MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon and bookmark it. Click the Amazon button on our website or click the shopping cart on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. Whoa, why is that so soft? Here, I closed it. Now
thank
I'm
you.
Opening it again. Audio vault with Rob Spiewak on Tuesday,
so it
June
is
23rd.
Open. It's open.
It is open.
Okay,
yes,
very, very good. Yeah. You talked about happening on the press conference yesterday.
Yes.
I happened on the press conference, and it really, really, I was sucked right in. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland announcing that he had cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And, he just started his administration in January. It's a serious diagnosis. This is the cancer that took my Uncle Dave. And
okay.
it's he was amazingly optimistic about it, and he actually said that, you know, he's got a great medical team, they're on it, and they're going to be aggressive in the fighting it. But he did have a great joke, and politics aside, we wish him all the best, because this
Amen.
Is just
Absolutely.
Not fair. And you got to like a guy that comes out and says this.
A few days ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. It's an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The best news is that my odds of getting through this and beating this are much, much better than the odds I had of beating Anthony Brown.
Because he was a tremendous underdog in the last election. So
that's great.
Sending
I wish him the best.
Say
a prayer as well.
Oscar, I know that the World Cup was a huge deal the last time that it was competing.
Yes.
But what about this Ladies' World Cup? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. The U.S. women's team just beat Colombia yesterday.
Yes, 2-0.
Waiting the referee's whistle. Lloyd strikes and scores 2-0 U.S.
That's some late goals. I'll say that it's one, they're playing on turf, which is not the first as far as the World Cup is concerned, because you should be playing on grass.
Right.
And I think the FIFA, as we know, is riddled with so much corruption
sure.
that... It's just they should have just fought for grass. Like, it just wouldn't make sense. So that's kind
that's
of
what they did in D.C. last November. Mike.
And then two, I think that it's getting the push that we all like it to have, but it's nothing like it was when it was in the U.S.
Okay, all
you
right.
know, but the U.S. women's team is doing well.
It's a step. It's a step.
Yeah.
Mike, we are now, I believe, by my count, the 98th week that those fugitives are on the run.
Marcus Serta, go, Marcus Serta. They're in Vermont. Let me hold on, Marcus Serta. They're in Vermont. Marcus Serta, the fugitives are in Vermont. Get them. Get them and talk them to death.
Talk them to death.
Have you ever cut a hole in a pipe?
Hey, guys, I notice your car does not seem to be the normal car we would see around here. Can I ask you what you're doing here? Oh, run. What's his wife's name again? I forgot.
Celine. We call her Celine.
Celine, run. They're shooting at us. Celine, they're shooting at. I believe they're shooting at me.
Have you ever sustained a flesh wound?
That's very bad. Have you ever come around? Have you ever come across fugitives in a cabin in the woods?
I pulled this tape a long time ago. I better play it because I think they're going to catch him soon, Mike. This is the plan.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Go get him.
So I turned on the TV today, and what I thought was I was looking at is a series of really badly planned headstones in a cemetery. But no, it was the teeth of the guy that was married to the lady that helped them escape. His name is Lyle Mitchell, yeah. And he gave a very awkward interview. He seems nice.
Seems like a very nice man caught up in a very difficult situation.
Yeah. And they asked him if she fell in love with the convicts that escaped.
There have been reports that your wife fell in love with one of these inmates, Richard Matt.
She didn't know if I loved her anymore, she said. And if they did give her a little attention, she said, and it went too far. He said, you tried to kiss her a couple of times? She said, no. And she said, then that's when he started threatening her a little bit on things.
So it's not the movie Billy Madison. It's
why didn't you kiss her instead of talking to her, Dad?
I had a hunch you might enjoy hearing it, Mike. So they also asked, did she have
Celine
sex?
Celine and I were delivering blueberry muffins to the widow in South Burlington when we came upon the fugitives. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They wanted to know, did she have sex with the convicts, the ones that escaped?
One of the other headlines, Lyle, that came out was that your wife, Joyce, had a sexual relationship with one or both of these inmates.
Absolutely not.
Did you ask her point blank?
Absolutely.
That
she swore in her son's life and her son, it's evident. But I never, ever had sex with him. She told me that Matt was giving her attention and stuff.
What?
And she did not believe that I loved her anymore.
A lot of his stuff comes out as dub a dub a dub, dub a dub, dub a dub, dub. But
absolutely.
I wish him all the best.
Yeah, it's caught up in a tragic situation.
It is. And Mike, you know what? There's no winners in that situation.
No way.
Are you into the, you know, it seems to not go away. I guess it started with Glee, the a cappella music sensation. The groups, there's one here called Pentatonix.
Here's what I feel about that. I think people that can do this and harmonize are extraordinarily talented, yeah. And you have to work at it. And so from that standpoint, I think I approve of this.
Nothing
this
like the Bellas.
They did one that was called The Evolution of Michael Jackson. I thought this was pretty cool.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance. When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. But that pretty face is always made you stand out. I want you back. Oh, baby, give me.
The thing that throws me is when you hear it, it almost sounds like there's instruments there.
Yeah,
they get
to a
texture with the voices where it sounds like there's a band.
It's incredibly talented. Cool. I love it. Encourage this. This is good.
Do they tour?
They do. Oh, Pentatonix. Wow. They're like the...
What are they called?
Pentatonix.
Pentatonix.
And next to
Straight
I
think I had a
Chaser.
Couple of those at a bar in New Orleans.
Usually served with lime, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, and we close with this. They released a clip. I'm excited about the Amy Schumer movie Trainwreck. And I just found out today, in the movie, LeBron James plays
Can
himself.
I say something before you
yes,
play
please,
this?
Yes, please, please.
Amy Schumer is not ladylike.
Not at all.
But in this scene that they released early, LeBron James is talking to Bill Hader about how much he loves Cleveland.
When I decided to go back to Cleveland, I wasn't totally sure they was going to welcome me back, man. But they did. They welcomed me back with open arms and an open heart.
Again, I feel like that applies more to you. Like, I don't even live in Cleveland. But again, I appreciate the thought.
Cleveland, Ohio? It's about the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or maybe we go down to Kent to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know Superman was created in Cleveland?
Yeah, no, I know Superman was created in Cleveland. You've told me that a number of times.
Do you know Cleveland's great for the whole family?
Yes, 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 I do. You tell me that all the time. You randomly just text me that.
And what's wrong with that?
Weird. It's weird.
I got free texting.
Why are you trying to always sell me on Cleveland?
When are you going to come to Cleveland? You visit me in Miami all the time.
Yeah, but that's Miami.
What's the difference between Miami and Cleveland? It's the same.
You're right, it's the same.
Exactly.
LeBron James, Mike, as himself. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Buddy, get us out of here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. If you want to correspond with us, it's TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.